Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April 7th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm on the analyst here at Nasdaq Dorsey, right? Well, a little bit muted comparatively to recent action. Did see more indices positive yesterday and then in negative territory. Bonds and U.S. dollars basically roughly flat there. Looking at U.S. equity indexes, Nasdaq 100, Nasdaq Composite leaning way to the upside, seeing increases in their current column of X's. Even saw crude in positive territory, along with international equities. Looking at the chart of crude, did see an uptick above 114 here. This is actually the 2 point per box chart, a little bit slower than the current default chart of one, but also noting that we still hold support fairly firmly at 98 and additionally at 86. But I mentioned that because we're nearing the top of that trading band there, and where we found resistance last time at 118 near that rally high back in March, or pardon, yeah, back in March. Looking at gold, we did see at least an increase on the default chart into a column of X's. Not quite enough to get this longer term 50 point per box chart. Again, in an effort to sort of slow down some of the recent volatility on the chart, looking at this longer term here, but still fairly constructive action after the recent return to the buy signal before the beginning of the new quarter there. Now, looking at U.S. equity indexes, we do see the Dow Jones Industrial Average reversion back into X's with yesterday's action of 46,600 there. A move above 4,700 would actually complete a bullish catapult there. So keep an eye out for that movement. 47,400 would actually move the trend back to positive, now putting in a higher bottom here at 46,000. Similar chart action for the Russell 1000 here with a reversal back into X's at 3,600. Higher bottom at 3,540. Return to a buy signal would occur with a move above 3,620 there, at least at the moment, holding that support line nicely. Looking at the Russell 2000, seeing a further test that bearish resistance line or a reversal back into X's, higher bottom at 2480. Return to buy signal at this point, still with a move above 2560, and that would also flip that trend back to positive. As far as indicator action goes, still seeing mostly short-term indicator action. Worth a shout out here, seeing the OTC high-low index reversing back into a column of X's. This related to the Nasdaq composite universe there. So seeing an increase in stocks trading above their 50-day moving average off that recent low of 20%. Last time we visited this level was March and April of last year. So worth bearing in mind. It did see reversal up here and then ultimately a move, second move lower. So we look forward to build further and sort of potentially consolidate, look to return to a bear confirmed status around these levels, like we saw there in that sort of mid part of April last year, before we look to really take some positive action out of the indicator. Now, looking at the 10-week, also seeing it further increase after we saw it move to bull confirmed status. So, among those sort of silver linings, we're starting to build in terms of positive weight of the evidence. Then, looking out a little bit further at 150-day moving average for some stocks, we did see a reversal into X's for the 30-week for the S&P as well as the 30-week for various other universes, suggesting that we're seeing stocks increase back above that 150-day moving average as well. Then looking on to individual stock action, Broadcom up a little bit over 2.5% this morning after an agreement with Google for custom AI chips. Also, an announcement of a deal with Anthropic is sending shares higher. Currently trading at 323 here. It takes a move above 328 to move it, return it to a buy signal. So that's the price we'll keep an eye out for. Current support there at 292 for the 2-for-5. Currently takes a move above 344 in order to shift it back into a positive trend. Looking on to Humana, we're seeing some of these healthcare insurance providers rally this morning after the government announced increase in 2027 Medicare Advantage payments. So seeing some of these shares rally pretty notably. Humana up the highest among them, currently trading at 201, clearing a notable level of resistance here in the 190s and moving back above the 50-day moving average. At this point, we'll still be some distance away from the bearish resistance line, but at least seeing notable moves above near-term resistance there on the chart. And and additionally seeing CBS Health rally along with it, holding a slightly better technical picture than Humana, but still one of those that we're kind of monitoring very closely with the 2 for 5 after it moved into a negative trend. But currently today, seeing it rally up to the $78 level, currently takes a move above 82 to return it to a buy signal. If we were to continue to see it rally in this current column of X's, that would also flip the trend back to positive, potentially increasing it, or at least at that point, increase it to a 3 for 5. But we'll keep an eye on additional chart action there. That'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions about a particular position, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.